In 1996, British producer Nick Gold tried to convene top musicians from Cuba and West Africa, but his musical summit idea fell apart when the Africans couldn't get to Havana. So Gold's team scrambled and instead came up with the hugely popular Buena Vista Social Club. Now Gold has returned to his initial idea, and the result is the new album, Afro-Cubism. Banning Air has our review.
Deep history underlies the musical interplay on Afro-Cubism. For starters, Cuban music is fundamentally rooted in African traditions. Moreover, in the early 60s, French West African countries like Mali and Guinea tended to the Soviet side of Cold War politics. Their government sent local musicians to Havana for training, and they came home and taught their countrymen to sound like this. That's Kasamadi Diabaté, a golden-throated griot, or praise musician, from Mali. Though raised in African tradition, Kasamadi sang in one of Mali's top Afro-Latin bands during the 70s. You might say his whole life has led up to the Afro-Cubism project. That's also true for guitarist Djelimari Tunkara, another griot, and a guy who learned guitar in part by accompanying Cuban hits on the radio. Tunkara is one of four virtuoso instrumentalists in Afro-Cubism's Malian contingent. Heading up the Cuban faction is Eliades Ochoa, who sings and plays the guitar like tres. Ochoa sang the signature Buena Vista Social Club hit, Chan Chan, and he provides similarly folksy songs for Afro-Cubism. Though most of these musicians are Africans, the grooves tend more to the Cuban side. Even when the African dimension comes to the fore, you still feel the propulsive force of that distinctly Cuban bass. By tradition, both Malian and Cuban music rely on highly disciplined distribution of musical roles. But they also leave lots of room for improvisation. So within these joyful jams, form and structure give way to freewheeling exchanges. And consider this, five of the key musicians here are used to calling the shots as leaders of their own bands. Afro-Cubism is a summit of giants at play, their egos in check, their hearts open, and the tangled history of two worlds flowing through their veins.
The CD is called Afro-Cubism. Reviewer Banning Air is senior editor at afropop.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered.